96 shit.
No, thank you.
The firm click. Down the hall. Illmatic nickel. It was written though.
SoundCloud.
I had to say it.
SMH.
All my Nas fans appreciate that shit.
We don't believe you. We need more people.
Body roll. Body roll.
Dylan. Dylan.
Do a body roll. Do a body roll. Do a. All right, and welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 96.
That was a good year.
Rest in peace, Tupac.
R.I.P.
I graduated from
elementary school.
Singing I Believe I Can Fly, Mariah Kelly.
Oh, we don't support pedophiles.
All right.
We just sung.
Mine was Gotta Be.
We actually just sung that at the karaoke spot.
Really?
I Believe I Can Fly.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Stupid.
Well, hey, everybody. This is episode 96 of the Jig Is Up podcast. And you know me. I'm your host, yours, Marco. And I'm with...
I Believe I Can Touch Her Thigh.
I think it's about it every night.
It's your guy, M-Eazy.
Oh, sorry. It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy.
Oh my gosh, I'm back for a second episode? What? Say it's your boy Kmart, a.k.a. Clutch, a.k.a. Then Again and Back, a.k.a. I'm here?
Question mark?
Question mark. Hashtag.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Well, how you guys doing, man? How y'all feeling?
Chilling on the Sunday.
I'm feeling
Sunday.
Better.
Feeling better?
That's good to hear.
Had a good weekend.
I'm feeling better, even though spending extra money that did not need to be spent. But, I mean.
That's life. That's adulthood. Life.
Work hard, get it back. Anyways.
Wow.
That's how you feel?
All
right, Bank of America.
All right.
Bang, bang.
We're going to get into that. I already feel the. I feel it. Y'all feel it? Listeners, y'all feeling that?
Don't pull me into this shit. Let me subtract myself.
Me and Easy just sitting there looking like,
yeah. So next thing you know, somebody gonna say, "Yeah, okay, karaoke or some shit."
And then you're gonna ignite a fuse.
Yeah, but you know what? Fuck this.
Okay, silent party.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, fuck.
Right.
Yeah, man. If you guys weren't there at the silent party, man, it was lit.
I actually picked up a couple people from there.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. They should do it again at the same location, the rooftop of the Andaz.
How was it?
It was lit. And you just see black people just getting along, just having fun, dancing. No fights, no beefs.
That's
just
good.
Beautiful black people get together, that's dancing, awesome. Doing the electric slide in harmony.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't make it.
And
I
no nigga moments. That's great, too.
No nigga moments, man.
That's
we
awesome.
Need more.
Guys, we need more.
No nigga moments. Especially Andaz. They ain't playing that shit. You in the rooftop.
Fuck no.
Like, you got to behave. You're like, oh, shit. Nigga, they're allowing us to be up here?
Right.
Especially what we was wearing.
Yeah, don't fuck it up for the next event.
Don't.
There won't be another event.
You know,
that's why, because it was a silent party, so I'm like, yeah, y'all.
Oh yeah, y'all quiet. Yeah,
not too much noise. Yeah.
Come here and shut your ass up.
The guy that doesn't have any headphones, like, and here a girl like, oh yeah, it's my song. Like, everybody's like, oh god,
get the fuck out, y'all.
Nah, it was turned up. Like if you go to a silent party and you just like snap it, because of course the audience, the people who're looking at your snap don't hear it. The song that they're dancing to, they just see people singing along, off key, mumbling the lyrics, dancing off key by themselves. So it's like,
but just explain to the viewers like what a silent party is.
A silent party, basically. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. You just put on some headphones. There's three different DJs playing. There's three different channels: a red, a blue, and a green.
Mm-hmm.
And each DJ represents the designated color. So you could flip through channels. Like, if I'm on the red channel and I'm listening to Wild Thoughts, I flip the other green one, they're playing Tribe Called Quest, and the blue one's playing, like, Lil Unk, Walk It Out, you know what I mean? Depending on whatever you want to dance to. My bad. DJ Unk. Mm. Correction.
Mm. No problem.
I like that.
Gotcha.
Keeps me humble. I'm already sitting down.
Mm-hmm. You stupid.
But anyway, man, I just want to kick off this Nothing to Say segment. I think my boy Kmart already know the lowdown about it, but I guess it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Horton Plaza. If you're in the San Diego area.
Yeah, this is a local
this news. This is a local issue right here.
Yeah, so apparently, in about February, that a lot of stores will be going down. Horton Plaza is shutting down. They were bought by Westfield from a French
real estate company.
So there's no plans what they're going to do with it. If they're going to keep, if they're going to renovate it, or going to shut it down and make it condos,
or they might just leave it as
it is. Like we have no clue what's going on, but yeah, it's not looking too good. It's been quiet. It's been past year. They lost a lot of stores. It's like a ghost town there. The only thing is keeping them kind of going is like Macy's. 24-hour fitness.
Do you know who's the main culprit for that?
Then who's that?
Amazon.
Yep, that's it. That's true. Amazon. Because they technology is taken over by for shopping and stuff like
online
that.
Online
shopping is it's a big thing. I mean,
Jeff Bezos fucking the whole game up.
Mm-hmm.
Why wait outside in line and camp out at Chic when you can just order online?
Yep,
man. Refresh.
And they can ship it to you. You don't have to go nowhere. You have to step outside your door. They'll
ship it to you.
Yep. Even groceries. You
ain't
got to
worry about getting shot or walking out the store with your shoes or any shit like that.
That's real.
Yeah, the convenience, man. And that's the thing that Jeff Bezos really sold things on was just e-commerce. Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Uber and Lyft are killing it? Convenience. Postmates. Convenience.
Yeah.
Amazon Flex. Convenience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time.
And I love how it creates jobs where you don't technically have a boss.
Mm-hmm.
In your face talking shit.
Yeah, it's just changing the game, man. That's crazy. Like, you know, I mean, we're taking taxis and stuff on it now. It's like, I'm taking an Uber. Like,
yeah, so, and that does.
It does.
Hospitality or like the car rentals and shit.
Because
people.
Yeah. Airbnb. Taking over the hotel game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, got to get with it to get lost, but
yeah, you have to just adapt to time to changing from music to
everything,
you know.
So, gotta adapt, kids.
Yeah,
or old folks who listening to us, y'all gotta adapt.
Don't get me wrong, I still have my CDs and everything like that, but hell, I mean, with
your VHS tapes too.
Now, Horton Plaza was constructed and made public for people since 85.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the mall is 32 years old, about to be 33, depending on which month. If you guys want to get really technical about that.
85.
And I have fond memories of that mall. How many memories you guys have of that mall?
I have so many memories in there. Yeah. I mean, I used to work at McDonald's up there.
I did a little low-key photo shoot in that mall.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Dude, I
almost got into a fight with somebody in that mall because of some Jordans.
Remember you got? Remember somebody thought you was happened a while back. Remember you and Dev was like walking. They thought you were like they were trying to bang on you. Like,
No! I was with a homie Orlando.
Oh, okay.
And Demetrius.
Yeah.
Shout out to D Green. We were about to go to the Lyceum Theater to rehearse. Do a little acting thing. You know, I used to do my little thespian thing back then. You know what I mean? Read a little lines.
A young lesbian. I mean thespian.
Thespian. Don't. No pause on that.
Motherfucker with a lisp.
A thespian. You know, I used to read lines and project my voice and convey human emotions. The human experience for the people on stage. Yes, I've done that before. But yeah, man, we were at the parking garage. Just mind our own business. Looking like cornball niggas at that, if you ask me. You know, just shirt with the Banana Republic V-neck sweater, you know, a cardigan, the other dude wearing a regular polo. Niggas just came up to us. I forgot what set he was claiming, but he banged on us. I'm just like, I you know, if you're from a gang, if you listen to this podcast for some reason, why do you guys do that? Why do you bang on non-bangers? Like, is that practice? Like, do you don't get credit out of it? Like,
it helps them feel better, I think.
Helps them sleep at night.
Yeah, something. Maybe they had just got punked by somebody else and was like,
try to take it out.
I want to bang on somebody that's not with, that's not about that life.
Now who's not with the shits?
Yeah.
But y'all gotta remember, man, y'all gotta leave square niggas alone. You know why? Do you know what's an example of a square nigga? Chris Dorner. Remember that name? Mm-hmm. Chris Dorner.
Oh yeah.
He was a square guy, police officer. And look what happened when you pissed him off. Mm-mm. Google Chris Dorner. I ain't gonna try to talk about this because if anybody who's a cop or into law enforcement, Chris Dorner, his name gives people nightmares to law enforcement for the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. or the right reasons, depending on however you look at the situation. Mm-hmm. Who else is a square ass motherfucker? Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm-hmm. Quiet, mild mannered. You would never thought he would do some shit like that. But I'm going off on a tangent. Let me just bring it back to Horton Plaza. Yeah, I had fond memories, man, going to the movies the time at the United Artists Theater.
Too. Yeah, man.
Watching all like the Avengers, the first Jumanjis, the first Toy Story. Nah. Like memories.
My auntie from Japan, she came down here when we were, well, I was young. I don't remember what age I was. But I remember that was like kind of like my first time taking the trolley, and we took it down there. I don't know why she only took me. I have a brother and sister as well, but she took me down.
She liked
here.
That B lifestyle.
I just remember going to downtown for the first time, and I was like, I thought we were back in New York because, you know, the tall buildings and stuff. I felt like I was back in Manhattan. But no, we were in Horton Plaza. We were in downtown. We went to Horton Plaza. It was a long ass time ago.
Man.
I remember we had the good memories. Me and Mark used to go to like Sam Goody.
Oh yeah, Dude. Sam Goody.
Oh yeah,
Sam Goody
memories.
Steven Berry's.
Get your stuff on Marbury's and your Ben Wallace's shoes.
Starberry stuff.
Dude, I remember those days. I remember going to the movies just on a random shit, just catch a show time, wait. Mm-hmm. While I wait, I go down to Sam Goody.
Yep.
Read all the comic books, all the Wizard magazines,
Dub
magazines, whatever magazine was there on the stand, I was reading it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember I used to go all the time, just go down there and listen to the CDs when it first came out and stuff.
All the samples, like, remember?
The sample, yeah. You can listen to every track, see if you like it, and you can
official
buy
church, tour merch, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Video games, all that.
Yeah, we said, like, our go-to for earphones was at Sam Goody because we'd always go and get the skull candy joints because they'll be like $10
less. Yeah, that's when we like, you know, we don't get expensive headphones. Yeah, we just get the skull candies and they be popping. You know what I'm saying? So
that's where I got my 360.
Oh,
the elite one.
Hell, that's where I got. That's where I got my Beats from.
Yep.
The first Beats that came out. Yeah, we both got
so
Beats.
All in all, I know whatever part of town you're from, if you're not from San Diego or whatever city you're from, I'm pretty sure you're experiencing the same thing. A childhood memorable landmark, something staple in your childhood is about to go away. So I, for one, want to say RIP to Horton Plaza before it happens. Because it's inevitable.
And shout out to Planet Hollywood.
I was just thinking about
Planet
that.
Hollywood.
I was about to say after he was done. That is so funny you brought that up.
The
I
last
was
action hero mannequin when you go inside.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn. Remember before it was the Abercrombie & Fitch store? It was the Warner Brothers store?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to go inside the little rocket thing. And dude, y'all niggas, y'all niggas acting like y'all never been to. Oh no, is that the Disney store? Is that the Disney or the Warner Brothers store? I forgot.
Yeah,
I think it was the Warner Brothers store, though. Yeah, Warner Brothers store had it there before they made it at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to one of my favorite stores, comics and stuff, which is it's gone. It's today's the last day, so it sucks. And GameStop. I remember when him and EB Games were going at it, like. Mm-hmm. Together, and then I guess GameStop bought EB Games, and there was two GameStops, and now it's in the tier. Fuck it, we can only have was one.
Capitalism at its
finest. Yeah, it was crazy, dude. I was like, I was going back and forth getting the different deals and stuff, so that was really good times. But yeah, shout out to them too, because I've been there for many, many times, man.
Damn.
Even when I was living in around Skyline and stuff, I used to go all the way down to GameStop too.
Yeah, we've camped in there. Well, not camp, but technically. Camp.
Yeah, we got our Jordans from there. The cool grays.
Or Call of Duty every November.
Call of Duty.
I recently got my PS4 from over there.
Yep. That was last week. Damn. That was Christmas.
Came in clutch, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was nobody there because they go by mall hours, so they weren't open on Black Friday. So we're like, me and Mark was like, shit, we're going to go there in the morning. We live downtown. Fuck it. We're going to go there. Mm-hmm. So why did we go up there? It was barely nobody there. It was like probably like five people. And then we got everything we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's done with Black Friday. We the next day, we got our same shit. Hell yeah.
So
long-ass line after us.
So mm-hmm. How weird would it be if they did make a condo out of it? Should they make a condo?
That'd be super weird because it's like.
It is kind of weird.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Cause
and that parking structure, I heard they're charging you like 20 bones to park in there.
You think that theater's still going to be there?
The Lyceum?
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm. I know they got Kumba Fest like coming soon, so I'm pretty sure like next, at least for another year or so. But they haven't made their final decision, but
yeah,
it's inevitable.
It's still pending. From what the rumors are, from what I heard, is that the Macy's will still be there even after it's gone. The movie theater might still be there and 24-hour fitness. Other than that, like everything.
I mean, they already took away the movie theater down at the gas lamp on Fifth Avenue. Yeah, that hurt.
That really hurt.
Well, they're going to actually make a better one. It's gonna be bigger. It's gonna be a new movie theater.
They're gonna make it like a luxurious mm-hmm. one, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be a huge movie theater. Which the only thing that sucks for me is because I'm gonna miss the classic look. You know,
and they're gonna modernize.
Yeah, they're gonna modernize it, and make it really, really big. So
well, it'll look classic on the outside. The actual building.
We'll see. We'll see how.
Oh, it works, man. Out. Yeah. They're going to have to push the homeless people. Like, nigga, you ain't sleeping here.
Yeah.
I'm so. Telling you this straight up. I ain't going to, not to sound harsh or anything, but if I'm paying $50 to watch a movie with expensive ass dinner with my date, I better not see a bum on the fucking pillar.
Right.
I'm just saying. Man. Sorry.
I don't see why these niggas could be on the street. Like, you got all kinds of different things that'll help you out. Like, they have shelters and stuff, and
but I mean, the homeless population is just increasing every single year. I mean, it sucks because San Diego is high, it is, but then again, at the same time, it's like you don't want to be a bum in Chicago or like anywhere hot. Like,
I don't want to be a bum. Period.
Well, of course, I know that, but I mean, you got the best weather in the country. Why not be in San Diego?
Yeah, LA and San Diego, they're just rising. Yeah. So is San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's because everybody moving.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm going to be hot or too cold.
They hitchhiking all over here.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Shit, I'm going to be hot and cold.
They get sick of the other areas.
But yeah, man, that was Nothing Is Safe segment, talking about Horton Plaza.
I miss you guys.
Endangerment. It's about to be extinct. Well, it's going to be a memory, so go ahead and take a piece of Horton Plaza before you.
Yep.
But not literally, because I don't want niggas to say, oh, Michael Sam in the podcast, take a piece of
that. I was about to say, I want that clock.
I know, right? Oh, the clock in the middle.
Yeah.
That shit been there for a long time, too. Yeah. Sheesh.
So, yeah, man, we're going to carry it on to Miss Nessa for her NSA or whatever she got to say. Mm. So, go ahead, E-Meezy. Take it away.
Bars.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This the Jig Is Up podcast with Nessa's Service Master. Hey, that wasn't in there, shit.
He's laughing. Such a professional. Pause.
Oh, yeah, hella pause in the end.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Like, how'd you beatbox and say, damn, son?
Because I got skills. Pause.
Hey.
Nice.
Okay. Hey, baby.
Oh, put your keys.
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Nessa, and my NSA is about thirst traps.
Thirst traps.
Hey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who doesn't like a thirst trap here and there?
I know.
All right. So a few days ago, I was speaking to a friend. Won't disclose her name. And I was watching her snaps. And normally, I don't really say anything. I just keep it to myself. But I felt compelled to say something. So I was like, girl, you gotta calm down on them thirst traps. And then I was like, didn't she just get dick? Like, so and this is me, just trying to start conversation, whatever. And and apparently men, well, she feels men and women have different views on the term thirst trap. So I'm going to say our little combo, and then I want to know. No. I want to hear what you guys have to say about it. What do you guys deem as thirst traps? And do you feel that if someone's in a relationship, if they should continue to do those?
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Thirst traps. Well, I remember I had a slight debate about this. One person believed that a thirst trap is recognizable if it makes a person thirsty. I find that to be false. Mm. A thirst trap could be recognized just off the fact that it's a thirst trap. Even if it makes me thirsty or not, if I know if there's a girl who's wearing little to no clothes in a provocative stance, trying to get attention from men or women, with a fake deep post on the captions.
Not the fake deep post, though.
And I'm like, okay, that's a thirst trap. You know what I mean? And thirst traps could be subtle. It could be like a close-up of the lips.
Yeah, the mean streets here.
It could be the cleavage shot for women. It could be the over-the-shoulder look at my booty pose. It could be the booty cheek on the kitchen sink. You know, it could be that old twist at the gym. Let one leg stagger behind the other and twist it like that.
Damn, you know all the thirst traps.
I mean, I call a spade. If it's gonna make me thirsty, yeah. If I deem them attractive enough, and if I just know like, okay, that's the homegirl doing the thirst trap. That like that's the homegirl. I'm not gonna get it. Like stop thirst trapping, girl. Like stop it. You know what I mean? You know that's it. But like, what do I think about thirst traps? If you're in a relationship, I mean, if you're doing it to garner that person's attention, yeah. I mean, by all means, if you feel that that's what you need for attention, and I always say this, hoes just always want attention. So it's a whole trait, and I'm not trying to slut shame, but it's a whole trait. You want attention from guys.
Ouch. I feel like it's a normal trait.
Hello?
Because everybody's a hoe. Oh, they're all hoes because they want attention.
Hoes are your friends. Hoes are your enemies.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Shout out to Ludacris.
I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on thirst traps?
Well, to piggyback on what you were saying, yeah, it's not, for whoever said that, it's not the person that's looking at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person that took the picture, you know, with the pose and everything because of their intent.
Mm.
That makes it the thirst trap. Like,
yeah.
If your intent is to, you know, get the attention of niggas,
then you thirst
with your body. Yeah. It's a thirst trap.
Pretty much, you know what you're doing. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know you damn well what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Let's get this right.
So, yeah, like, I see if you was like, you know, in your bathing suit and you're at the beach or some shit, you got caught off guard and you posted it because you liked it. I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Technically, it's not thirst trap, but the fact that you posted it might make it a thirst trap.
Right. I'm like, damn, I look good today. Damn, look at my body. I've been improving myself. I'm going to put it on the ground in a nice, sexy pose. Why not? Reward yourself.
But
that's fine.
But the initial question you said was, wait, repeat it. My bad.
Or what do you guys deem as thirst traps? And
are they okay in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hmm. That second part. Are they okay in a relationship?
If they ask.
You know what?
It's okay. If it's okay.
I I would take, you know, toss it up to the actual people in the relationship. If y'all cool with that shit, it's cool.
Yeah, it depends on the couples, you know, to hey, it's okay if I post them. Yeah, you man, you look good.
Why like not? I wonder if it's a security thing to say, oh, dude, I still got it. You know what I mean? Are you using that as leverage when guys slide in your DMs and say, hey, this nigga fuck up, I know I can still get attention. And let me get this clear for you guys. A nigga could hate your fucking guts to the point that he wants you dead, but he will still fuck you. So, if that's attention that you're seeking, by all means, go ahead and go for it. The end of the day, sexual attention from a man is not real attention at all. So, if that's exactly what you're thirsty for, then you're not thirsting for much.
Because us guys, there's no... We can walk around with no emotional connection to the physical things, which is sex. Like, we can have sex and walk away like it was nothing. Like, yeah.
Mm. I could do that, too. just putting it out there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna say, well, the stereotype is all men can do it.
Yeah.
But there's women out there that can do it, too. They're some beast of their own, like Nessa. Because I done heard some cold-ass stories. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah. What we're talking about is it okay in a relationship? And I say it is if you guys are cool with it.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Well, yeah. What about you personally?
Man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, to me, it depends on the picture.
Yeah.
So if it's like a legit, like to you, you consider, for instance, Monica doing a thirst trap. Like, it looks so, and it's not for you because it's on social media.
It's for everybody.
If it was
see.
For you, it would be sent just to you. Right?
Yeah, directly, right?
So if
I mean, it's me and everybody, because I'm gonna watch. Well, yeah, it. I'm gonna see it too, because I'm probably gonna be the one taking the picture.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, what I mean by picture. It depends on the picture is like if the thirst trap is like her motherfucking ass naked and she covering her important spots up. I don't know how I feel about that. But if you like wearing something that's
like a baby
sexy suit or whatever, I might, you know, that's cool.
A little skin tight outfit.
Yeah, a little skin tight, something showing a little body. But if you like everything's just all out, nah, I'm not with that program.
So it's safe to say that you guys do believe there is such thing as a thirst trap, obviously, right?
Would you say that
you guys came up with the term? Not you guys personally, but as men came up with the term.
I wish we came up with the term in this room. That'd be funny. It's like we need to patent that, put it on t-shirts,
trademark.
But would you say that it's more so men that label women that, you know, to do that? Or
I can't say that because some women use it like they just be straight up, yeah, like I'm thirst trapping niggas.
Oh, some girls are straight up honest. They put it on their hashtag, yeah, I'm thirst trapping.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they own up
because they want attention.
So technically, it's not just us; it's women. Some women agreeing with it, like, yeah, it's a thirst trap. Correct, gentlemen.
Yep, that's how I feel because they want to feel sexy, they want to feel wanted, they want to feel desired, even if it's something like really not a substantial or anything that has real substance. They just want to have the feeling of someone giving them attention.
Right.
They want to be needed, or well, want to be wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and they feel like if there's only and they know what niggas want, if they just show it, then they're like, oh, because I know what they know what boys want, they know what niggas want. Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna bring it back to our conversation. So, you know, I think it was her at the beach. I don't know. It was either at the beach, the gym, her house. I don't know, whatever. So then that's when I was like, girl, you got to calm down on the thirst traps. I'm like, didn't she just get some dick? And then she was like, this said person doesn't care. I have calmed down some, but I don't know. I'm always be me. So I did the emojis, rolling my eyes and then laughing. So she said, laugh out loud. It's a thirst trap to those who are thirsty. And if they are thirsty, not my problem. So then I was like, and normally I just like kind of brush it off, but I felt the need to say something about it. So I said, I don't agree with that. A thirst trap is just that, a trap intended for those who are thirsty. But calling a spade doesn't make you doesn't mean you are thirsty. That's like saying I can't call a mouse trap because I'm not a mouse.
When clearly
it is a contraption with cheese on it intended to trap a mouse.
Yeah.
So that was my analogy.
Yeah, because I chose for them to go straight to that one. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean it's a thirst trap only for those who thirsty?
So then her rebuttal was, yes, to trap a mouse who is hungry. If a mouse isn't hungry, they won't get trapped.
So if that mouse trap is in a fucking package, what the fuck does the package say before the mouse gets caught in it?
I'm legally blind, apparently.
Like, that shit is called Mouse Trap. That's the title of the shit before a motherfucker get trapped in it. Like, what is she talking about?
So she was like, and what I was born with isn't a trap. Women need to stop thinking that way. Men invented the name for the female body exposed. She said, you can see even more flesh on a beach. So, which I agree, but it's like, if you're if you're at the beach and you're in your bathing suit and you're just chilling, it's not necessarily trapping because you're at the beach, you're supposed to wear that. But I feel like when you pull out your phone and you're feeling yourself, which is fine, you know, but then you start like doing the whole little angle, the body shots on your booty, on your chest and all that. Like, it's, to me, I feel like it's intended to quote unquote trap somebody, but mm-hmm. it's still considered a trap regardless if people fall for it and they become thirsty or not. It's still a thirst trap, at least that's what I believe. And I have breasts and I have an ass and I have a vagina, but I'm not a man, and I still believe that thirst traps exist.
And just funny, on the other side of the spectrum, niggas know what they're doing when they do it. When they show their body, their six packs and shit, niggas be like, oh, fitness inspiration. Nigga, shut the fuck up. You thirst trapping too, nigga. You showing mm-hmm. the abs, you showing the veins, you showing the, you know, what you work real hard for in the gym. It's like, why would you go to the gym just to stay modest? Nah, nigga, mm-hmm. you gonna flex. You gonna show, like, hey, look what I got going underneath my shirt. You thirst trapping too. And women like it. Women go for the hip flexor V's and stuff. And niggas mm-hmm. always take the thirst trap with the hip flexor showing. And girls go crazy about it. Guys know what women want too, and they,
I just never heard a guy go against, like, nah, nigga, the only reason I'm doing this is for my health, my nigga. Fuck these bitches. Yeah right nigga.
Very true.
Yeah, cause I mean, and like I said, that's how I feel. So for instance, okay, this was early on, like before whatever I got myself into with my situationship, whatever. Even with him, I even made a comment. I was just like, is it weird, like, that? Or I asked something about my snaps, you know, how, like, at the gym, how I would take off my sweet sweat mm-hmm. and, you know, yeah, although show it's more stomach. So to show off, like, okay, I sweat this much, but it's like, you know, obviously you can see my chest in it. Like, if I really wanted it just for my belly, it would just be strictly my belly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I have my chest in it, so I'm like, oh, my chest, did we look good? Okay. You know, so it's like, so, so like I had asked, like, I was like, you know, if things were to get serious, I was like, would you want me to stop that? And he's just like, well, you're going to do what you, I'm not going to tell you not to do it.
Yeah.
And I get it, but at the same time I'm just like, well, no, because to me, like, even if I didn't deem it as a thirst trap, I know that to some people
it's kind of like common courtesy.
Exactly.
Common courtesy. Yeah.
So I'm not trying to knock her, but I guess just me, like, knowing, like, this is not even my man, but I'm already like, okay, there's some things that I'm a stop doing just because I know I feel like it's not appropriate if we were in a relationship. Because
I think I calm down, you know, being, you know, in a relationship. Like, I'm not, like, trying to run my shirt off as much or anything like that. Like, I'm not doing anything to imply. Because I know of, like, a couple of moments when I was single, I was, like, just a quick little boop, little thirst trap mm-hmm. just to see if I get any comments or mm-hmm. not, you know?
Like, yeah, you put the swipe down. Yeah. Like, you formerly king of the swipe. Like,
you'll never let that go.
You retired that, you know what I'm saying? So,
you know what I mean? I'm just,
you know, and she was telling me that, like, no, like, you know, I if I'm feeling myself, I'm gonna, you know, show it off. And I was like, yeah, I get it.
That's different.
You know, she told me, you know, about her past, you know, being overweight, and now she's, you know, so it's like, more power to you. But I just feel like I don't know. And it's not even, I wouldn't even consider me like judging because I still fuck with her. Like, you know, but it's just when I see certain things, I'm like, girl. It like, makes you I don't uncomfortable. Know. It makes me uncomfortable because not only, you know, I know she's in a relationship, but she's in a relationship with my homie. So I'm like, kind of like, if I see this, I know he see this. You know, so it's one of those things. I don't know. That's just how my mind works. But
yeah,
I don't know. So
no, your mind works. Correct.
Yeah, I mean
the right way.
I'm pretty sure there are people in the minority who feels that way. Like it's a thirst trap only if it makes you thirsty, or it's a trap only if you fall for it.
Yeah,
it's so, like the same thing. Like if I was to see a bear trap on the fucking in the forest, like do I almost step on it and say, oh, it's a bear trap, so I get trapped in it
to
acknowledge that, like, it is a bear trap? No. The fuck? No, it's a bear trap. Don't step on it. Yeah. It's a thirst trap. Don't comment on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't like it. Don't double tap it.
Don't tap it.
That's what it's there for. To trap niggas.
Don't leave a comment. It's only a trap.
If somebody get caught in it, no. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, like going back to the mouse trap. I know I'm not going to go grab that piece of cheese because if I really wanted some cheese, I'm going to go in the motherfucking the fridge. But if there's a piece of cheese on that fucking contraption on the floor because there's mice running around, it is still a mouse trap. I'm going to acknowledge it as a mouse trap because that's what it said on the wrapper. That's the attention it's trying to get is the attention of a mouse. So it's still a mouse trap. So I don't know. I just thought it was a friendly, like, little debate. Like.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, I know I can't be the only one that thinks this way.
Mm-mm. And my thing is this. Like, when y'all do these thirst traps, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Okay. So
deep sigh.
You know, if you want to separate yourself from a thirst trap, just take a regular-ass picture of you feeling yourself. Not like
example
when you're doing all the extra shit. Like if you just take a picture, you just posing, just a regular pose, and you just so happen to be in like
tight
fitting clothes or something that you felt that you look good in, that's cool. You know, you look fly. Yeah, that's when it's like only thirsty niggas going to your picture, but it's not necessarily a thirst trap. Mm-hmm. Now when you blatantly put on that shit and you in your bedroom and you ain't going nowhere and you're taking these pictures.
I'm going out clothes, and I'm panning the phone from top to bottom, bottom to top, around the back,
360. Like when you're doing excessive the shit 360 on top of
look
showing,
at me,
yeah,
view.
Yeah, when it's excessive on top of just you just feeling yourself, that's when it's a thirst trap to me. Like, and then for the last but not least, the motherfuckers that take thirst traps and then put those deep meanings.
Oh, yeah. The fake deep posts, man.
Those deep
nerves.
Quotes and shit that has nothing to fucking do with the picture at all. Like, nigga, are you kidding me?
Accept no limitations to your life. Bitch, you
believe in yourself.
With the mean arch. Sean.
No limitations, huh?
I was like, okay.
Be naked with a pillow covering her front.
Y'all get on my
You
nerves.
Can do anything you put your mind to. Well, niggas want to do you in that picture.
Oh, shit, son. That shit's funny as fuck.
Yeah, man.
What about you over there, Kellen, falling asleep?
Hmm?
What's your take on these thirst traps?
Okay, that's what it is. Keep them coming. That's all I'd say
He's
about
pro
it.
Thirst traps.
He's yeah. like, yeah, I'm always double tap them.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, as far as in a relationship, it's just depending on the couple. If they, you know, say what's cool, what's not cool, just up to them. If they want to show that, hey, baby, look good. Watch that shit. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Be your mind at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But so, unless you don't use ulterior motives or anything like that.
But yeah, like, I wouldn't advise people to do thirst traps if they're in a relationship, if after an argument, a little disagreement.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can come back at home.
You know, it's like, oh, really? Oh, okay, that's what you're going to do? Yeah. After, okay, yeah. All right.
It'd be a thirst trap battle between both of
y'all. It wouldn't be no thirst trap battle at all.
Yeah, make that clear. If the intent is not solely on because you're proud of yourself or how you feeling yourself, if it's because somebody ain't showing you attention or you trying to get back at somebody, that's a thirst trap too. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's playing games. That's what it's called, playing games, and that's
called that's that
bullshit. And that's that shit I don't like.
I don't like
at all. So
that's that. You must want to be single. Shit.
It's like, hey, you know what I mean? Like I could be single too if you want to play that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't even have to take like us. We don't have to take thirst traps. Take a picture smiling.
Take a picture.
Comments get hit up.
Show your personality. Say a couple of jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, a thirst trap, you could just wear a dope outfit. For guys, you could wear a clean outfit, a fucking tailored suit.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Niggas ain't even got to show abs. Wear a tailored suit. Mm-hmm. See what happens. You go ahead, show skin. I'm going to show style. We'll see what happens.
Marco.
Touche.
What I want you to do is dress up in the cleanest suit you can get.
With a fly ass haircut too.
Yeah, and then do the deep comment.
Deep ass fake entrepreneurial quote and shit. Yeah. Like I'm looking off to the side with sunglasses night with the
Success to those who come that way.
Looking like an album cover or some shit.
No, R&B album.
Hire the homegirls to do the shooting, you know what I mean? To shoot.
Boom, done.
Get some good camera, I drop like all this money just for a little photo shoot just to make my girl mad. But it was worth it.
Right. Hell likes and shit.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that shit. And especially if she sees like a girl that she don't like or she don't trust. And she see that who liked it, because you see that shit like, oh, that bitch like fuck that bitch. Can't stand that bitch.
Right.
Fake ass bitch. Y'all know she want my man. She's waiting for me to fuck up. Mm. And it was funny because like me and my lady, we had a walk. We went to Lake Murray. Quick little brisk walk, you know, and like literally a dude sent her a DM on Facebook Messenger. She didn't know him, allegedly. That's what she says. I'm gonna take her word for it. She says she didn't know him. She never met the dude in her life. And the message said, "Oh my God, you're so fine. You're too fine to be single."
Hello? What?
Yeah. And you know, she laughed and she replied. I mean, I'm pretty sure she was flattered. I mean, I'm not offended because I already knew the nature of the game. Fellas, when you're with someone who's desirable, either like from status, or looks, or notoriety, whatever, they're gonna be men who gonna come her way. They're gonna be dudes gonna hit up the DMs, regardless if she's in a happy relationship or not.
Women,
it just comes.
Women too, Marco.
It comes with the territory. Ain't no chicks in my DMs.
Nah, I'm talking about hers. Oh. The woman's DM. They get both.
They get both. But she replied. She's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. She's like, oh, you killing him softly. Hit me up when it's done.
Woo! Wait, what?
Shit.
Wow.
Wait, he said that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, motherfucker bold.
I'm like, damn, you disrespectful ass.
Yep, I was about to say that.
Disrespectful.
That'd be one of those people in response.
So disrespectful.
Disrespectful ass niggas, man, I tell you. And it's like, you know.
Look, respond on her stuff.
And for me.
I'll let you know personally, my nigga.
And for me, it's like, you know, in the words of Donald Trump, there's billions and billions and billions. Billions and billions and billions of women out there. But you like to pick the one that's already taken. I never understood that about men. Yeah. I try to get into the psyche of women, why they do that shit too. Why they like to pick out taken men. Because they women like dudes who already have a chick, show signs that he could get along with a chick. Like, no women don't want a chick that can't pull women. No women don't want a man that can't pull any other chicks.
Yeah, they
okay. Let's say you got a nightclub. Yeah, okay,
They do say women are more attracted to men that are desired by more women. I mean, other women.
Let's say you at a nightclub. You seen that handsome, dark, tall, handsome fella that fits your profile, and all these women just keep coming up to him, dancing and dancing on him, trying to get with him or something. There's gonna be something about him that you might want to shoot your shot not too. Me. But if he came
Most
up to
women,
you,
women, but not me.
But if he came up to you and shoot his shot, would you let the ball go in?
Nah. It honestly, it, it no really. Pause. It really depends. But for the most part, I already canceled them out. Why That's just you, how I
Why operate. Did you cancel them out? Nessa, why you gotta be so damn different?
You know what, though? No. That's kind of true. Like, yeah. I missed out on a lot of play because some chicks was like, you got all the chicks. Like, what the fuck? Where? Start looking under your bed and shit and checking the bathroom. Like, I don't see no chicks you talking about I got.
Like, where they at, though?
Well, but he was saying in a sense, like, I actually see the bitches around him. And he
yeah, like that. That's what I'm talking about. Like, okay, I'm speaking like high school shit. You know what I'm saying?
Or like on MySpace. You see a dude on MySpace. He's popping on MySpace back in the day. And you see his comment list full of girls and shit. Like, oh, I see nothing but girls.
Yeah, or that shit. Yeah,
that's perception. Nigga, he could just delete all his homies and make it look like he got nothing but girls on there.
No, so we had this. We had a few of those guys. So we had this dude named Jason W. I'm not gonna put his last name out there because I'm cool with his sister,
Jason Weaver.
My Blasian folks.
Jason
Weaver.
I'm about to edit some shit.
It ain't Jason Weaver.
Edit some shit.
What the fuck?
One call away.
I heard a Jigsaw podcast. They said my name. I don't know her.
Hey, like, hey, baby Mike, baby Simba, chill.
Nah, he ain't Blasian. Nah, but so this dude was Blasian. All the bitches was on him. And yeah, so like he was one of those people like, yeah, he cute, like, but I would never fuck with him because of that. There's only one guy that I made an exception for.
Because you think he's cute?
Huh?
You say yeah, he cute, but I would never fuck with him because of that.
Yeah, like I said, when I feel like when I see a guy, he already has a bunch of options. I'm just like, oh, like see, I already count myself out.
That's that shit right there.
But that's just how I. That's just how I.
Well, I'll be honest, because there are guys who will do the same thing too.
Yeah,
niggas wouldn't even shoot their shot. Niggas like look at her like, yeah.
There's a lot of guys trying to get.
A lot of athletes are trying out for that spot.
Yeah, because you would feel like she's out of. Well, for me, out I of personally feel like she's out of my league. You know what I'm saying? Especially if she's a bunch of dudes stepping up and getting shot down.
Oh, yeah.
Pow, pow. Well, I'm not finna be a body. I stay my ass right over here.
I'm not that, on the sideline.
I'm not that confident. Like, I'm the number one nigga.
But sometimes the chick will be like, I'm glad someone finally stepped up. You know what I mean? Some dudes just get the trophy just for showing up.
Yeah, that's happened once for me, you know, as well. I was super, like, confident that day, though.
No, there's only one person that I actually was like, okay, and it was my first boyfriend ever. So he came around, a little Blasian dude, and like everybody was on his fucking nuts, including Princess and Gretchen. They was on his nuts. Like, oh, we got a new neighbor. He's so cute. He's a mixture of Nelly and Chingy. Yeah, why do I remember that? I don't know. But yes, I was like, okay. So then I seen him and I was like, okay, yeah, he's cute. You know, he had the fro and then, or he would get his hair braided, tall, skinny. He was really cute though. So I already counted him out because I'm like, oh, everybody want him. Like, what the fuck? I'm good. Like that, I easily get turned off that way. That's just how I am. So then I see him at school. Mind you, he was at adult school. I was at school. And I think I mentioned the story before about getting, I almost got beat up by a bunch of black girls.
Mm-hmm.
So that same day, oh, she's so supportive. Get it, baby. Oh, she's
man,
so
I disagree
happy.
With these decisions they making.
Damn. Oh, just by the way, we're looking at the Grammys too, and Bruno Mars.
Some of these categories like he shouldn't have already. Won. You know, it's my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're watching the Grammys. Sorry, y'all.
No, but anywho, so that day, you know, got in a fight or whatever, or almost got into a fight. And then afterwards, when we were walking, we were leaving. That was back in the day before people really had cars like that. I was a freshman. Walking towards the bus, and mind you, he walks out after all the commotion goes. So all the black girls are like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So then I was like, oh, okay. These are the same bitches that wanted to fuck with me. Okay. So that was the only time I was being petty. And I went up to him. I was like, oh, what's up? Because mind you, we're neighbors. I was like, what's up? Are you going home right now? He's like, yeah. So we're sitting there walking to the bus stop. All the bitches were so fucking mad.
Did you look back with those cat eyes like Michael Jackson and Thriller?
Yep. Yep. And then, but then he ended up actually being real cool and he wasn't paying them no mind. And he actually tried to see what's up with me. So I was just like, all right, I guess. But had we never had that like initial like you know, contact and be neighbors and actually started riding the bus together and talking and getting to know each other, I would have never like gave him the time of day just because that's just how I roll.
That's how she rolls. So, yeah.
See, I'm not the aggressive riding type. The bus with him to riding him.
Right? Shit. Fuck him.
Hey.
Literally. No, just kidding. Now we cool. We cool now. I mean, but that's the one I told you guys about. Emotionally, physically, and mentally. So, they could have had him.
They could have had his ass. Y'all ain't missing much.
But anyway, yeah, so wrap up about thirst traps. Thirst traps are real. I don't give a fuck whether men invented it or women, you know, agree with it.
Or if it was in the woods by itself.
Yeah.
And nobody saw it, it'd still be a thirst trap.
It's still a thirst trap. Exactly. Call a spade a spade.
Calling a spade a spade. All right. Well, after this.
Fucking spade.
After this quick little break, we'll get back to the show. All right. Man, if you haven't subscribed to the show, then what are you doing? Hit the subscribe button however you listen to this podcast. Therefore, you won't miss a single episode when it drops. All right, back to the show. One more thing. Share. Tell all your homies. Tell your friends. Tell your aunties, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters. I don't give a you know what. Tell them. Share the show. All right, back to the show. All right, welcome back.
To us it's funny, but y'all gonna hear it differently.
And so, we're back, man. There's a couple of stuff I want to knock out in the real world or pop culture world that we want to cover. Man, I don't know which one I should start with. I have a question, discussion, question, topic. I have one that's real, and another one's about show business. Which one you guys want to go with?
Flip a coin.
Well, it's three. Three topics.
And you said, what were the three? You said one about
paper, scissors. One about show business, one about real shit, and the other one's about more like philosophical discussion shit.
Thought provoking. I like the second or third.
Interesting, yeah. I like all three.
You like all three? All right.
Are they all like lengthy? Is that why?
No, we could make it short and concise.
Okay. Let's knock them all out.
All right. We'll start off the one from up top. Monique. Everybody talking about boycotting Netflix. Who the fuck's going to boycott Netflix?
Good luck with that.
That Netflix is like the Amazon of movies. Mm-hmm. Netflix is about to eclipse HBO, Showtime.
Netflix already took out Blockbuster, Hollywood Video.
RP Blockbuster. Aww. I love you
guys. Yeah, me too. I love Blockbuster. Okay,
but the story is, I don't know if it's true or not. But this story is from what I've heard.
What's that?
Is that Monique was shopping for how much people will pay for her special.
What?
It wasn't like Netflix came to her and like, yo, Monique, we gotta have you. We wanna offer you 500X. No, it was Monique like, hey, I'm looking to see what, you know,
how much y'all pay me for my special.
And they were like, well, you know, shit, maybe we'll pay you 500X. She did not like that one bit.
Yeah, 500,000.
You know, motherfuckers would kill to get $500,000. You know, a fucking comedian out in Arizona, Stevie Brown, who almost got beat up on stage by some motherfucking heckler.
I saw that, dude. That's crazy.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't get $500K for that.
Mm-mm.
Shit. Damn, Monique, you gotta chill.
Damn, homie.
Because your guys gave Amy Schumer like $11 million for her stuff.
13 to be exact.
She bumped it up to 13.
Yeah, because she demanded to be paid as much as Dave Chappelle. Amy Schumer tried it.
She tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Rock. Well, first of all, let's say she's trying to compare herself to Chris, Dave, and Amy Schumer. Okay. Chris Rock is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. Like, end of discussion.
Solely on the comedic side. Him, stand up. Legendary. Yeah. You don't even have to bring up movies.
Bigger and Blacker.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Even the album, like the album.
No
too.
Sex in the Champagne Room.
Oh, yeah.
Never Scared was another one, right?
Never Scared.
The skits. I love the skits.
Producing Everybody Hates Chris.
Man, look, see, you. You going into the other legendary shit.
I'm just saying.
She's not even touching just his stand-up alone. You can pack all her shit together, the Parkers and I all mean, the other shit.
But she says she's the most decorated comedian alive.
See, that's where I had a big issue.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what the fuck are you smoking on? Like, did you go crazy or something? Where the fuck you at? Like,
okay, yeah, and then also
none of us agree with that.
And then also, for Dave's defense, Dave actually, I remember Dave Chappelle had a show out here in San Diego back in 2014. He sold out the Spreckles Center.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Twice.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He was on the road, mm-hmm. getting his shit back in order after the show, after his long hiatus from comedy, from the public.
He started. Mm-hmm. Scratch
again. He started back from scratch, mm-hmm.
so we can honestly say that he built himself back up.
Yes,
he went on the road,
Dave built himself back up
to get paid.
Hosted
paid.
One of the most highest ratings rated Saturday Night Live episodes, mm-hmm. As a guest star, and that led him to have his demand because people were still checking for Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. There's a demand. There wasn't no demand for Monique.
She wasn't on the road either, as far as I know.
I don't think she was on the road either. I haven't heard anything about Monique being on the road. And I can see, I mean, if you were to put it in an actual way, like, would Monique sell out certain venues? I'll say I give her American Comedy Club. That's mm-hmm. fair. Mm-hmm. The Lyceum. Mm. I give her that. Spreckles?
Mm. I think she.
I'm not sure about Spreckles.
I think she would bring the first floor, and not up in the
the North Park community. The North Park
observatory.
Nah. I'm gonna. Say
I mean,
no.
maybe not. Maybe some listeners are irate as fuck right now. Like, how dare you disrespect Monique? I'm just saying from an analytical point of view.
Yeah, this is our opinion too. So,
yeah, bitch. All I'm saying is Amy Schumer went on a world tour. She sold out Madison Square Garden, the Garden, twice. Mm-hmm. She had Trainwreck. That was a huge movie. And she just dropped the book. Mm-hmm. I know Monique is holding on to that Oscar, but Monique, that wasn't a comedic performance you did.
Yeah.
You played as a disgruntled, angry, dysfunctional mom in Precious.
Precious. That's the last thing.
That might have made people not like your ass.
And then I know her battles with Oprah and Lee Daniels, that's not getting blackballed by them. That's not helping out either. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, in her little soliloquy, she was talking about, I have to do this because how much would they do with Tiffany Haddish? Like, Tiffany Haddish is hot right now. Tiffany Haddish is about to do a Super Bowl ad with Groupon. And she's going to get paid more than $500K. I guarantee you that.
Hell yeah.
If Tiffany Haddish were to do a Netflix special right now, she's hitting $2 million. At least. D-Ray Davis. I heard D-Ray Davis got $5 million. I'm not trying to count.
From that last one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I heard D-Ray. I don't know if it's true. I'm not trying to count anybody's pockets, but mm-hmm. that's what I heard from the grapevine, that D-Ray Davis got $5 million from that. And D-Ray Davis is not even an elite.
Yeah.
What Netflix is doing, they are trying to kill people in the comedy game. They're getting everybody the fuck out of there. They're trying to get HBO. They're outbidding HBO. They're outbidding Comedy Central. They're outbidding a lot of fucking networks for these comedians like Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Chris Rock, D-Ray Davis. Cat Williams just dropped the special.
Yeah, he's been out for a long time.
And Cat mm-hmm. Williams had a long hiatus. What Monique should have done was take that $500K with pride
and build on that.
Kill it.
Exactly.
And make leverage.
Exactly.
And leverage that shit.
Exactly.
Okay, I did $500K. Now, how many streams did I get? Okay, I want this much more. Mm-hmm. And people feel like, you're not supporting black women or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, get paid what you're worth, but you got to show your worth. People haven't seen you in a while.
Don't be throwing other people's bodies of work when you can't compare, because it doesn't make sense.
That actually hurts you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Cat, like, for Cat's defense, Cat Williams, even when he was going through his shit, he was still on the road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Throughout his legal problems, throughout all him getting beat up by some little 17-year-old kid, all that shit, slapping niggas at Target, he was still on the road performing.
He didn't stop.
He did not stop. Hey. So that's the thing. Like, and I don't know, like, if she could get back on the good graces of Netflix. And, like, I was listening to Brilliant Idiots. Andrew Schultz is like, dude, I put myself on. I put my own comedy special on YouTube. Before Kevin Hart got big, that nigga was on YouTube tough. Mm-hmm. You sometimes you gotta backtrack and go on YouTube or whatever you gotta do to create your leverage, but you gotta create that motherfucker.
Yeah, when he was doing his specials, playing. I'm a grown little man. You know, all those beginning specials, I'm sure he wasn't getting.
Hell, he did Soul Plane too. I mean,
dude,
shit.
Netflix.
No, I'm just saying, he came for a long
if Kevin
way,
Hart wanted to do a Netflix special, how much do you think Netflix would give him?
Right now.
If Dave got 20, no, I think Dave got like a $50 or $60 million deal collectively.
Well, I think, I don't know if it was for both specials, right? Oh. But yeah,
I don't know, but I know Netflix is coming to get in the bag.
He basically was saying, like, you know, I came back and got the money that I was offered from Comedy Central. From Netflix. Basically, you know, $50 million. Well, $40 million. But yeah. Kevin Hart, though?
How much you think Kevin Hart would get?
I think he'd be able to pull a little bit more than Dave Chappelle.
From what I learned that comedians, they make way more money on the road than they do just doing one movie. Mm-hmm. Because it adds up.
Mm-hmm. And you look at Kevin Hart's style of doing it, though. He goes on the road first, and then one of his mm-hmm. last shows is when he shoots his actual special. Mm-hmm. So when he shops it around, he's already been on the road, you know what I'm saying? I think he'd be able to pull in a little bit more than what Dave Chappelle got, even though Dave Chappelle's considered
number?
Like the GOAT.
What's the ballpark
number? Let's say Dave got 40. I think he'd be able to get a good $15 million more, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, I would say 10 or 15 more. So 50, 55, maybe even 60 if I don't know. I'm gonna go there.
You go with 60 mil?
I'm gonna say 60 million.
Kevin Hart is 60 mil. And Nico is staying with that man forever.
Because look, on top of that, he's his own, he does his own promotion.
Yeah.
With his social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His followers are die hard.
Because mm-hmm. then that's more money for him.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbeat Productions. Not only that.
So that means he can bring more people watching Netflix to Netflix, like, yo, I got all these people behind
want,
me that's going
and then he'll probably want subscribe. Like a percentage out of it for doing his own promotion for it.
So for every new subscription and yeah, you know, and they watch his special, that should be more money in the bank.
Damn. Kevin, I don't know if you ever listened to this episode or not, but you got leverage like a motherfucker. Something that Monique does not have. And that's the thing. You have to create leverage in anything you want to do in any specific industry. It doesn't matter. It could be at your 9-to-5. You know, if you want to leverage your higher pay, you got to show your value, what you're worth. If you want, you know, if you want to leverage something in a relationship, any kind of relationship, you got to show your value and what you're worth and what you can do and how invaluable you are, how much of an asset you are. So if you're going to just go out there and just say, they're not giving me the money I feel like I deserve because I'm the most decorated comedian, like, get off your fucking high horse and realize that you got to go in there and put in work again. You just have to remind these motherfuckers. And
yeah,
because
it's a difference between feeling the way and actually being.
Yep.
Because, like, you feel like you're the most decorated, but statistics show that you're not. So,
there's a website saying that she's the most decorated comedian because she had, like, more awards accepted than attempted or nominated or some kind of statistic saying, well, she is the most decorated comedian alive. And for her to say that, she had to do some kind of research. I don't think she would just say that out of her ass.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's a difference between like getting all the awards and still being trash. Not calling
because
her trash,
that can be politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be chalked up to politics. Get snubbed and all that. Like Bruno Mars just won Album of the Year over Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar,
Childish Gambino,
and Lord. I disagree. You know, I put that on politics. Whose dick he's sucking? and all that other shit.
Hey, I mean, to be honest, 24K Magic was a good, solid album. But
the whole album compared to 444,
that's subjective. That's subjective. That's subjective to the opinion. That goes down to the Academy.
With that being said, for you to say that's subjective, but then there's that fine line of, nah, that's just better quality music versus that one, dude. There has to be this fine line, like, that's just better. But
we just watched the Grammys. When it came to the rap shit, Kendrick had that shit on lock.
Yeah, he cleaned up.
He cleaned up the rap category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period. So they may say, like, hey, Kendrick, you can have this rap shit, but this pop shit, it's going to come down to Bruno. And for Jay-Z, I understand, like, for black men, how important that is for black men for 444.
Yep.
Not only that was about black men, about being admitting wrong. This is about, you know, creating long-term wealth, legacy, and inspiring black men not to be mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I could segue now.
Yeah.
Segue
to my other discussion question. I want to say, why as black men or even black people settle with mediocrity? You know, like back in the 90s, like niggas would just be so happy to be alive, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, because statistics were just such stacked against us. Like, man, you know, as a black man, you know, if you alive by 18, man, you made it. Yeah. And that was real.
Mm-hmm.
That was real. If you made it by 23, oh, nigga, you 30 now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're old. 30 in black years is old. Like, you made it this far. And it seems like we're making it in life as long as you're not dead or in jail. Why is that? Why can't we aspire more? Why can't we, you know, I know it's everybody want to be rappers, entertainers, and all that stuff, but.
And athletes.
Yeah.
And athletes, but man, we need some brothers out there in Silicon Valley. We need some brothers in NASA. We need some brothers to, you know, teach us the importance of finance, management. Mm-hmm. We need brothers to be lawyers for these crooked ass cops and judges out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more brothers out there in every other field of profession. From plumbers,
I mean, I'm sure we have them, but we need more.
But we need more of that than rappers. And the thing is like, but when I say mediocrity, it's just like we're so happy with being the consumers and not the producers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like we just say, oh, this is it. I'm good here.
We'll take what we get.
Like, I don't know. You guys don't need an answer, but that's what has been going through my mind a lot. Just like, why do we just settle for just mediocrity? Like, oh, man, I'm not dead or in jail, so I must be doing good. Like, nah, man, you better go out and live life, do something, travel more. So, but yeah, you guys could go ahead and talk about it.
I'll be devil's advocate. I understand that, but then there's people that just are naturally that way with life. Like, you look at them like, yo, why you ain't traveling? Why you ain't coming out and doing stuff? Their life could be in the crib playing a video game or something. I used to work with people that would be just totally happy with their life and they live in check to check.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you don't want to buy a house and shit like that? And it dawned on me, like, these are unwritten rules that society built for us to have, like, to get married and buy a house and stuff where you don't really have to live your life like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes, like, traveling and doing shit like that. Like, if they want to stay stagnant, I don't blame them. If you're 100% happy with yourself, hey, more power to you, man. But I'm finna go to Tokyo,
right?
And you're more than welcome to come.
And I know someone like that. I don't want to put his name on blast, but he's a fellow friend. He's a producer out here in San Diego, and he still works a 9-to-5. Well, he does graveyard. But, you know, he still works a regular job. And the only reason why he keeps that job is because of the benefits.
And that's
because
real.
He makes hella money. Basically, you know how people, like, for instance, for us, Uber and Lyft, that's our play money. That's our extra money.
Mm-hmm.
For him, his job is his play money because his when he does his music, he gets his ASCAP chip. It's so stupid. So I asked him, I was like, what are you doing for your birthday? Like, you should travel. You don't want to travel? He's like, no, I'm cool with just going to LA. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, if I had the money that he was making, I would be gone. I would be here still, but I would be traveling a lot. But that's not everybody's reality. They don't really, you know, not everybody like to do the same things. He makes hella money, but he's like, I'm cool with staying at the spot that I'm staying at now, you know, off of college, and just making music and just chilling. I'm just like, damn, man.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, then there's that other side of people that will regret the shit later.
Yeah, I don't think
you know, I'm only speaking towards the people that know that they're happy with that, no regrets, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm with Marco. Nigga, I'm trying to travel. Nigga, I'm trying to learn new things. I'm trying to gain more knowledge. Like, that's where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
But I, you know, when I saw these people, I actually kind of like, you know, I can respect that. Yeah. I can respect that. That's what you're happy
man,
with.
Look, like, I'm trying to stack, get these gains, and travel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my goals right now. And get spiritually inclined and meet people and be inspired. Like, it makes me feel like I have a fulfillment in life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I understand the comfort zone. It's like the sunken place. Mm-hmm. You at home, you chilling, you in hours in Call of Duty playing 2K, Grand Theft Auto, you making new friends online. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? This shit's fun, but time passes by, you already 45, you ain't got mm-hmm. no kids, you got married. Not saying that's what you have to do. If that's your life, you won already.
Yep.
But if you mm-hmm. know deep down inside that you want more out of your life, you got to take that first step, playboy.
Yeah, don't be discouraged, because that's what some people, discouragement, and then they're just comfortable in their situation. Yeah. This works. But is it what you wanted?
Yeah. You know depends what I mean? Like, like I said, this, like, hey, porn is great, porn is fun to watch, but it doesn't trump getting actual pussy.
Yeah,
you gotta go out there and get it. Real shit. I'm just saying,
real shit.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas be like, oh man, get one off, but it's like, but it's better like you getting in there and hearing her going crazy. It gives you a different type of mentality. It gives you a different type of power.
You know what's funny? I had a conversation with a guy that was like cool with just, but the way he broke it down was like, oh, I get to avoid all the arguments and dealing with the bullshit. I'm
well,
like,
get your sex doll.
I'm like, well, nigga, if you fight with your hand, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Me, nuh-uh.
Five knuckle shuffle.
Nuh-uh.
I need to hear breathing patterns. I need to hear moans. I need to let you know that
breathing patterns.
I need.
I get a kick out of that shit.
Yeah,
you gotta hear that mac and cheese.
Where she's shaking and shit, and I'm
shaking,
eating that up. I'm like, yeah,
grimacing a little bit.
Shake.
Oh, it hurt a little. It hurt a little bit. It's okay. You'll get through it.
Wait. No. Just a little bit more. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll never let that. And that moment will never happen. If you continue to be in your comfort zone, just saying. For all the people who are listening, that's all. That's what I want to talk about a little bit, man. And any last words on that?
Yeah. People listening, ask yourself, is what your life is now, is it enough? If it's not, get your ass up and live your life the way you want it to be.
Man, black excellence or nothing. Fuck mediocrity.
Yeah, fuck mediocrity, man. Not with it. I will say, though, as far as the music side of it, you know, people wanting to do music, I'm not mad at you, man. Music,
yeah, you music, be an artist.
Music runs the world.
Yeah, even be an music artist, be an world, artist. Man. But if you know you're trash, you know, in your
you
heart of hearts,
do two things.
Give it up.
Give it up, or just try something new that works
Or try something outside the, I mean, within the music realm. You don't have to be the artist. Maybe you could be the sound engineer. Maybe you could be an A&R.
You can be writer. You can be a writer.
Maybe you could be a manager.
You could be a ghostwriter.
Maybe you could work in marketing.
I mean, I understand Aaliyah talking about, you know, dust yourself off and try again. But if you got to keep dusting yourself off, motherfucker, it's time to.
You know what?
Your time is up.
Set a limit.
You can do the three strikes out of you.
Yeah.
Or you can go for five.
Your time is now.
If you over five, give it up.
He's like, man, if I ain't hot around this time, then I'm going to just go ahead and be a manager or something.
Right. Hey, yeah, you never know.
Well, I know. It's only Rick
Fisher. You ever ask yourself, like, why we don't chase the other type of careers, like being a doctor or a lawyer or working for NASA and shit like that? It's like, for me, if I ask myself, because hey, why don't you be a lawyer? If I ask myself, would you be a lawyer? No, fuck that. It's too much work and it's politics in there and you can't, you already have full control
about,
of it.
You're already thinking about all the bad stuff before right. you even try it.
Well, no, it's
you're
more,
like, man,
it's,
law school's a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, it's more
that's
of,
right,
a
yeah.
lot of years. It's more of understanding, committed. Like, yeah, I don't want that. Nah, fuck yeah. that shit. Like, I didn't grow up, wake up one day, man. I sure love to be a lawyer right now. You know what I'm saying?
My thing was, well, going to school for business, you know, obviously they have their little subcategories. And after taking random classes, not that we didn't need it, but sometimes you did take classes. We're like, what the fuck am I taking this for? Because I don't see myself doing this. What I did realize was I didn't want to be a lawyer because I didn't want to fight other people's battles. And I did not want to be an accountant because I didn't want to count other people's money. Like, those are my two reasons why I didn't go that route in the business department. But but that's the only time I actually, like, really, like, kind of, like, questioned myself as far as why I don't see myself doing that.
Well, for me, like, I felt that, you know, I've been a performer in some way, mm-hmm. shape, or form. And maybe the only occupation I thought I could do outside was probably be an architect because I kind of like to draw a little bit,
okay.
do dabbling a little math. But other than that, like, I think I get a high, like a, you know, a dopamine after a podcast episode or like doing a play, entrepreneurship, you mm-hmm. know, learning just to make something create something out of a single thought and mm-hmm. actually manifest into something. Like a podcast or,
yeah.
mm-hmm. or even just like envisioning how I want the logo or the album cover to go or anything yeah. like that. Just some artistic aspect of it. It intrigues me and creating my own little world and having, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a little small group of people listen to it all over the, you know, all over the country and all over the world. You know, shout out to everybody who listened to this episode
yes.
in the past episodes, even though numbers went down. So you gotta let me know, man. Let us know what the fuck y'all wanna hear so we could go ahead and make little tweaks and stuff for everyone so it could be an enjoyable listening experience.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get to mention that too about myself. I've always felt like I was an artist as far as you know,
cause artsy drawing. People gonna hang out with artsy people.
I grew up sketching and stuff like that, and I'm real big into technology. So I knew I wasn't going to be a lawyer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you honestly never know. I might have went into law school or something that's related to technology, but,
you know,
as
then,
of right
and then
now,
next thing you know, you could have been a lawyer for people in the tech firm.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Or you
like,
could have been a lawyer people for entertainment
legal
lawyers.
Advisor for a game company or something or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, it could have fell in that way, but at that age, I just knew, like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be a lawyer or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe working for NASA, though, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, with me, I knew I couldn't do no desk job. Like, that's something that I was just, like, desk job.
You know, that car paternal life?
I just had to, like, even though I'm, like, you know, shy to a certain extent, like, I like being around people. Like, I mean, not saying that, you know, having a desk job, you're isolated, but, you know, it's like, it's different, like, especially with me working with children, like, I'm constantly in contact with people, whether it be my coworkers or the kids, you know, and then, you know, traveling and doing other things like that. Like, that's more my forte.
I didn't want to be a doctor either because I don't know how I'd handle, like, dealing with people's bodies and stuff.
Yeah, or having their lives in your hands.
Having their lives in my hands.
Yeah, I think for whatever profession you're doing, I know people will do it out of because their parents want them to do
mm-hmm.
it.
I was about to say that.
And they feel forced to do it. But I think the great ones are the ones who actually, like, from day one, know, like, yo, this is what I want to do.
That's their passion.
And that's their passion. And that's what we always say, man, pursue your passions, whatever it is. Whatever it is that is legal and morally,
that is legal.
Then that is legal. That,
and that is morally, you know, within the moral compass. That's the only thing I advise for you.
Yeah. Do what you love.
Yeah, because it's funny you say that, because low-key, I didn't want to be a doctor or be in the military because that's what my mom wanted me to do. I almost didn't even go to San Diego State because when I got accepted, my mom called the Philippines and she was like, oh my gosh, Vanessa got accepted. And I was like, no, I don't want to fucking go. Like, now I feel like I have to go as opposed to me wanting to go. I still ended up going, but I almost didn't because I felt like it's more so it was my mom's.
To please her and not living your life on your own terms and your own merit. Damn.
I know. Crazy.
Life is like that. One more subject. Oh, any last thoughts on settling for mediocrity?
Don't settle.
Black excellence or nothing.
Or bus.
That's it.
Or bus.
Gotta bust. Do better. Yeah. Maybe. For ourselves and for our people.
Black excellence or you riding the bus.
And for our future.
Black excellence or nothing. Right. Either or. Whatever. But damn. I don't know if you guys been paying attention to the news lately, especially when it comes to money.
Oh, hell.
But Bank of America is killing poor folks out here. Poor working class out here. Now, they took away the free checking accounts for low income, for their low income customers.
Yep.
And now, for them, it's kind of like, if you can't hold $1,500 in the bank account, statistically, not many Americans can hold $1,500 in the bank account. Not many Americans have $1,000 in the savings account. Mm-hmm. Let alone trying to hold $1,500 in your checkings. Yeah, if you don't have that much money, they're gonna charge $12 out of your account. Now let's say
every month, right?
Every month. Now let's say if you were down to $10, they took $12 out. Then they hit you with an overdraft fee of $35.
$35.
And let's say you don't get paid from 4 days from now. Man. And them extra $35 add up every day. Jesus Christ, man.
It doesn't add up every day.
It doesn't add up every day.
It doesn't add up every single day. But if you leave it at a certain time where it's like, oh, you haven't paid it for like a certain amount of days, it add an extra.
Oh, whatever. Either or, Bank of America, y'all some cold motherfuckers. Yeah. And not just Bank of America. They've been doing this for months. Wells Fargo, you on the list too. Y'all doing some fuck shit like that to their low-income customers.
You know, it's funny. Chase did that like 4 years ago where you had to pay $15 a month or either one, hold $500 in your account.
Yeah, you have to do direct deposit.
Or direct deposit.
Or deposit.
Yeah.
And that shit, I was a rush card holder after
that. Oh, that's but you know what? The rush card is even more dangerous because they hit with the hidden fees with the check cashing place. That's what I'm saying. Hey, anybody with the fucking banks, get the fuck out of there and get yourself a credit union. Get yourself I don't know if it's Navy Federal. You better have had a homie in the Army.
Yeah, because I couldn't go to any credit unions either.
You know, if you got a homie in the Army, better yet the Navy, you better get.
I got with Netspend, you know what I'm saying? All them little, they had a little charges, but it was like you had to find like the silver lining in it.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it, but if that's the only thing you can do, go get the rush card.
But you know what? They fucking over the, they're in cahoots with the check cashing place now. Because they know if you got an outstanding balance on your bank account, you can't cash your live check from there. They'll stop you from doing it. The bank will let the check cash place know, like, hey, this motherfucker got some overdraft fees that he haven't paid. Don't cash his check.
That's fucked up.
That's some fucked up shit. And, you know, that's why motherfuckers are pushing towards cryptocurrencies, decentralized. Mm. All these central banks is fucking people over. That's why motherfuckers want to take the chance on crypto and Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum and all these other fucking cryptocurrencies that's coming out. So, man, all I can say, if you got a BOA, get the fuck out of there or your money's going to be DOA.
Shit, you ain't never lied. I got BOA.
Go ahead, talk about it. This just happened.
This just happened. So me and Ness was like, oh, man, we got to get something to eat because, you know, it's been a little minute. So we both hungry as hell. I'm like, okay, I got you. You know, it's good. And then I was looking, I was, you know, just double checking and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? They took like a substantial amount of money. I'm like, wait a second. What the hell? Like, I know I had way more money.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was like some sort of charge I've never seen before, and I will be calling them tomorrow and see what the hell it is.
And they ain't gonna give a fuck. They'll be like, that's my money.
I've never seen it. I'm like, what the fuck is this fee for? I'm like, I've been having BOA for like about 5 years or something like that, but it was some fee I've never seen before. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of nervous. I'm not gonna spend nothing. I'll find out tomorrow. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. They took a certain amount of money. And I got to find out tomorrow, so stay tuned. And
I'm saying, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll tell them, like, I'll go to the credit union or whatever like that. So,
oh, because they'll gladly take your money. Yeah. But when you say, I'm about to take my business elsewhere, and which every low-income family or, you know, hard-working, working-class people who are trying to get over should do, mm-hmm. and let these motherfuckers know, like, hey, if you want to go ahead and be like that, fine. Because I know YG had a lyric saying, I got a bank account with six figures, like Bank of America with six figures. Like, hey, that just let you know, man, if you high rolling, by all means, go have BOA.
Yeah.
But right. If you are working, struggling, trying to get over, especially in this expensive ass city we call San Diego, California, get the fuck out of there.
Better go to like California Coast Credit Union, nigga.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what a lot of people are doing.
Navy Federal, right? Navy if Federal. You can.
San Diego County Credit Union. Mm-hmm. They're sponsoring the stadium. Qualcomm ain't sponsoring the stadium no more.
Yeah, it's the SDCC U or something like that.
Isn't there like Mission Credit?
Airbnb for it's the Airbnb for yeah, it's the Airbnb for.
And the cool
stadiums.
Thing about with the credit unions Connecta. Is like you can go to co-op spots like 7-Eleven.
Yep.
In New York, they have it in McDonald's. Like you can pull money out for free.
Yeah, with free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's Barona to those gamblers at Barona, union. It's free.
Wow. When you buy a car through your bank or through mm-hmm. your credit union, the APR is low.
Oh yeah,
lower. Yep. It's more like they really work with you.
Yeah, they really union. Work with you. These
credit
banks,
unions are your friends.
These mm-hmm. banks don't give a fuck about you.
All Lewis said I that think, they don't give a damn about us.
Once upon a time, I was that nigga like, fuck that, my money in a mattress, nigga,
in the mattress.
My bank is Sealy, Serta.
The drug dealer.
Motherfucker had knots in the shoebox. Like TI. Like, that's my savings account.
ATL.
Get us out of here to ATL.
Yeah,
yep.
ATL.
Hey.
That's funny as fuck.
But,
shit, might have started doing that. That's real shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a
you
quick.
Worry about taxes or anything? Take it
bank
out.
Bank rolls in your radio.
Yeah. Just hope you don't get robbed. That's
it just doesn't grow like interest though. Like not having it.
Oh, it may lose interest.
Yeah.
In the mattress.
But fuck it. You know exactly how much amount's in there.
At least they ain't decide to take your money.
Yeah, out of blue.
Or they can freeze accounts. So yeah. Much bullshit, man.
Yeah.
You had to take a sigh like
the click of a fucking mouse too.
Yeah.
And then they'll read the corporate, you know, script. It's like, I'm sorry, sir, that you're experiencing problems with your money. But unfortunately, we're not able to give you back your $12.
Yeah, my mattress ain't gonna give me no lip back.
Like, yeah,
it's gonna open up and give me money.
I say, hey, we're still here. Just how you left it.
If you would like to leave us a death threat, please press 7.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, them banks are cold, man. They don't give a fuck. See, they didn't give a fuck about if you were hungry.
Hell yeah.
They didn't give a fuck about if you needed some gas to get to your home from work.
Thank God I'm at home.
They don't give a man. Some cold motherfuckers, man.
Thank God I went home.
Some cold motherfuckers, man. I don't know how much I can stress it out to you guys. I hope I'm providing some real value to the listeners. Get the fuck out of the banks. Get your credit union, man.
Mm-mm-mm. That is crazy.
But, one more little extra I want to get into for all you sports fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Vinnie Mac bringing the XFL back. Slated for 2020. But that might just get derailed because he just got, Vince McMahon just got popped on a motherfucking sexual assault case.
Him too.
Damn.
Him too.
Vinnie Mac.
Hashtag him too.
Oh my god.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
I can't right now. Push you down.
Hashtag him too. Vinnie Mac.
Damn.
Always trying to swag, man. What the fuck, Linda?
Always trying to swag.
What happened to Linda McMahon?
What Linda McMahon gonna think about? I think this was a Trump exit strategy. Hear me out on this one.
Oh God, here we go.
Since Trump couldn't own the Buffalo Bills, he's upset that he couldn't be a part of the boys' club in the NFL. Mm. This motherfucker probably know he's gonna be out of office by 2020 or impeached. So what will be his next venture? Oh yeah, I like the XFL because I like to, you know, I want to own athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And with
he wants
the
to own sons of bitches.
Yeah, he wants to own sons of bitches and have them controlled. So, people think this is alternative. Like, oh wow, the XFL is coming back. This will be worse than the NFL. As far as I mean, as far as for the athletes go, if you're a black athlete, if you want to go on the XFL, hey, be my guest. You know, good luck with that.
AKA NFL Blitz.
he hates me.
But you know,
yeah, I was about to say
they,
that.
He hates me. He hates me. You know, this would be an opportunity for San Diego to get a football team back. You know,
I go watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll fuck with it. But you know, if you don't,
sure happening. But if it does, that'd be cool.
But people got to remember.
Can I have a favorite team in a different league though?
Now you can have. You can be a fan of two football professional football teams.
Yeah, for all you bandwagoners out there.
You know, I've been a Patriots fan since 2003. Fuck ass niggas.
That's funny, dude.
Uh oh.
But yeah, man, Linda McMahon, she's a part of Trump's cabinet for small businesses. She's married to Vince McMahon. Do you think, like, come on, the connection is right there. Maybe I'm conspiracy theorist. Yeah, conspiracy theorist. It's getting late.
I know.
He might be on to something though.
I know.
We shall see.
It's a good stretch.
It's a good stretch though.
I'm gonna just throw that out there. I think that's like little Trump's little, you know, his little, you know, life after politics thing. I'm gonna own me an XFL team or have some kind of stake in the XFL if it goes through. But I think someone was hating on it. Maybe the NFL has some dirt on Vinnie Mac and was like, oh, I'm gonna throw this shit out here. You ain't fucking with our money because the NFL. Ain't nothing to fuck with. when it comes to monopolizing
straight
the game.
Straight the fuck up.
They here.
Just look at the video
game.
They
going to play dirty. The NFL. Oh, Nick. What? Competition? No. They're like the Madden of Madden. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean. Because Madden said, what? Fuck 989 Sports. EA Sports is in the game. And that's all the only football game. Yep. Action you getting.
Fuck 989.
Fuck 2K.
Woo.
Fuck all y'all niggas. We're
NFL
the only
2K,
we're
man,
the
fuck.
Only football game for y'all.
That's some bullshit.
2K Sports. I was like, oh, yeah. Not my 2K.
Yeah, they had that last run. It was $20. It was better 2K than Madden. Yeah, it was better than Madden.
And it had T.O. on the cover.
T.O. on the cover, and it was $20.
Mm-hmm. Brand 2K, new.
Brand new.
Damn.
Number one selling the game.
And so
they saw that shit like, up. Oh, we're taking all the license and everything. And yeah, there go 2K. Gone. But at least they got NBA 2K, so that's good.
Oh, all right. Well, that was our little last tidbit.
Yeah, NBA ain't playing that shit live. EA Sports probably
they
to come with the live.
They're about the competition.
Licensing.
Yeah, they're about
it was like, nigga, no. Just kill shit. Prove it.
Yeah, see who's number one. Mm-hmm. Let the people decide. Well, anyway, people, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. And we're going to finish off the show with our shout-out rounds. All right. Hold up. All right, now I'm pretty sure you subscribe by now, but do another thing for us. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Jiggas Up Pod. Also, if you want to hear more from us, like reading your emails, go ahead and send us an email at jiggasuppodcast@gmail.com, and we'll read it aloud on the show on the following episode. Scout Sounder. All right, peace. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. We're back at it again. And we're back. Oh, shit, man. It's closing out. Shout out rounds. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. What? Yeah. Shout outs to Monica. She had her birthday weekend.
Happy birthday to you. We did the silent party. Happy birthday.
We did that young karaoke slash brunch today.
All right, it was a turn up then.
Yeah. It was a good weekend. Shout outs to Monica though.
Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Monica. Who's, in the words of Goldberg, who's next?
Shout out to Omar or Rashad, whatever you guys know him as, for doing my special photo shoot that none of you guys know about. Stay tuned.
She's gonna release a calendar shoot for all you listeners out there.
Y'all buy it if I did though. Dun dun dun.
You know, I'll check out our Patreon page.
For support, I do need a new calendar though. But I'll do it for support.
I'll promote it. I don't know how my girl would feel about that. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. That's why I was like, you asking us? Like,
no, I was asking the listeners. We put it on the Patreon page.
Oh, I said I ain't got no calendar this
exclusive.
This
Jiggas of exclusive.
Oh, okay, for free? Oh, you thoughtful.
We so get them first. You get it first.
You get it first. Exclusive.
Get it first right here on the Jiggas Love Podcast.
Woo. That voice is fire.
Really, pause. Would y'all buy it, though, listeners?
We won't. I'll buy that for $1.
Probably a lot of niggas.
For no bids, motherfucker.
Niggas listening right now, they're going to be like, hell yeah, I'll buy that calendar.
Get an autograph by yours truly.
Just wanted to come with you.
All right, Kmart. Uh-huh. You know what time it is.
Oh, yep. Shout out to me. Me only. You couldn't be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. Whether you're walking your dog, you're taking a jog.
Stupid. Walking a dog, taking a jog.
Playing with the mouse up in your house.
Yep. Oh, wow. Keep going with the Dr. Seuss lyrics. Mm-hmm. All right. But, yeah, shout out to me now. For sure.
All right. Man, my shout out will go to Miss Jamel Hill. She's leaving SportsCenter and taking her talents to the new ESPN show. I think it's going to be a web series or a web, you know, show called The Undefeated. Mm. Well, I know people said that she's been under a microscope because of her tweets in regards to white supremacy, Donald Trump, and her politics. And it really stemmed from the people who kept saying ignoramus shit like, stick to sports. Mm-hmm. Stick to sports. Like, you're telling me that she can't be multifaceted. She can't have opinions. She paid taxes just like you too, motherfucker. Like, let her have her opinion. And now ESPN is letting her have her platform where she could openly discuss things along the lines of white supremacy and still be a sportscaster. So I'm glad that ESPN wisen up and not like try to fire her and dismiss her for being opinionated on her time off when she was on Twitter saying what she wanted to say, even though she's still representing ESPN, she's still going to be under a microscope.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad
in the military. Shit, the only people that can't speak about that is people in the military.
Yeah, she's a journalist at first. She's a journalist that happens to cover sports. But first things first, she is a journalist. Not every specialized journalist started off being a specialized journalist. Like Roper, the movie critic, started off doing crime. Then he moved on to entertainment. So it's, you can't just tell certain people to stick to whatever they, you know, what they're known for.
Yeah.
You know, let them talk the way we talk. Like, you know, when people talk to me, it's like, man, your podcast got too many different subjects. Like, well, that's how I am, nigga. Like, I got more than one monolithic subject to talk about. I feel like I could talk about almost anything. So, yeah, give a little bit for everybody. So, shout out to Jamel Hill. She's going to kill it. I already know. I'm looking forward to the Undefeated. So, I don't know if her or Michael Smith are still working together. I like both of them together when it was his and hers. Numbers don't lie. So, when they did all the little sketches and everything, they're hilarious. But they're probably one of the two best things that's going on No, the two best things that is going on for ESPN. And that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
They ain't better than First Take.
Oh, hell no. I mean, Skip and Stephen A. work better than Max and Stephen A. But Max is no slouch. Mm-hmm. Max is definitely no slouch. But I have to hate. I don't hate to say, but I have to say it. Undisputed's killing him. Ooh. Shannon Sharp is doing his thing. Yeah. And Skip, you know what I mean? Skip and Shannon got a nice little chemistry going on. So you can't deny that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Can't deny the chemistry between the two gentlemen. And remember, that is Skip's show. For, you know, Shannon to talk his blackness like that, man, you know, Skip could have been like, I don't want to hear all that shit. Mm-hmm. But he allowed him to do it because that's Skip's show. But anyway, if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do, we love and love what we do. And if you're not being your motherfucking self, striving for black excellence, then you know what I got to say. The jig is up. And we out. Hey. Thank you for listening.